next guest wrote a lot of different things. Novels like Twerp and the sequel Finding the Worm, a half dozen novels, nonfiction books for adults, too. How Wokeness Has Worn Down the Foundations of Basic Truth. You've got that right. I mean, you just keep... there may not have been a red wave, but there's a wave of deception that washes over this country daily, and it's delivered by TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and a host of other places. Mark Goldblatt here, the author of those books. Mark, good to have you. Mark, how are you? All right, we're going to try this one more time. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There we go. Anyhow, good to have you, my friend. Thank you. A wave of deception, not a red wave this time around, but a wave of deception. And, I mean, we get buried in this filth all the time. And wokeness wearing down the basic foundations of truth. I could not possibly agree with you more, but please explain.
Well, I think that people overlook the intersection of philosophy and politics. And we're moving in a direction in our politics that reflects a basic philosophical error. Traditionally, truth has been defined as a correspondence between what you believe and a reality that exists apart from what you believe. It exists externally to what you believe. But we're moving in a direction where truth is defined more as what you believe if you believe it passionately enough. That is, truth becomes your truth. And I think that's where you get movements like transgenderism, for example.
Right.
Where objectively what a transgender person identifies that doesn't match up with the reality of what he or she is. And by the way, he or she are the only two possibilities. Human beings are mammals. You only get two options. But if the transgendered person believes sincerely, passionately, that he or she is other than what they are in reality, then that is their truth. And the rest of us are, I won't say compelled, because we're not quite there yet, but the rest of us are strongly encouraged to humor the transgendered person, which is a form of condescension.
Well, it is, and so we get, but we get, you know, we get buried in this stuff. Worse than this, and I'm going to point to the election here, Mark.
Yeah,
Generation Z has been buried in a lot of this stuff for a long time, right? And they've got their TikTok videos, and they've got, you know, the submersion of all this wokeness. And, of course, they've been taught in the public schools from a very young age, Democrats good, Republicans bad. I mean, that's really what they've been taught, by and large. Right or wrong?
Yeah, that's right. You know, at a certain point, each of us faces a kind of fork in the road. Most of us, I think, value people's feelings, and we also value the truth. At a certain point, people's feelings come into conflict with the truth. And when they do, everybody ultimately has to declare a primary allegiance. Is it going to be to people's feelings, or is it going to be to truth? Saying true things about transgenderism, and I don't want to just focus on transgenderism, but to say true things about transgenderism means you're going to have to hurt people's feelings. And in Generation Z, from my observation, there is a reluctance to cross that line, to say, well, if I have to say a true thing about this person and the true thing is going to hurt this person's feelings, I'll go the other way. I'll say a false thing if it makes the person happy. We're sort of becoming a polity of people who are declaring that the emperor's new clothes are magnificent, that they're
right.
Great, and you can only go on that way for so long, because reality does have this sort of final word in things. And again, I don't want to focus on transgenderism exclusively because you can
But it's an example that's easy enough, and I understand that. And, you know, in a short segment, that's what you have to explain to people, yeah. Right?
I think in some ways it's the most bold-faced, but even in something like the 1619 Project, the keynote claim of the 1619 Project that the American Revolution was fought in order to preserve slavery in the colonies has been disproven, you know, six ways to Sunday. And it's been shot down by historians across the political spectrum, from the worldwide socialist web to the most conservative historians. But it's being taught in school because the argument is that the correspondence theory of truth, the idea that truth is something that is an alignment between what you believe and a reality that exists apart from what you believe, that way of looking at things is a kind of white way of analyzing information, that empirical evidence and the application of empirical evidence and logic is a tool of white supremacy. I know that, yeah. And
logic is what white supremacists, domestic terrorists. You forgot that part, Mark. Mark Goldblatt here. Author, yeah. We've got about 20 seconds here. Give me your last thought today.
My last thought is just that at some point things have to come to a head. At some point, you have to align your beliefs to reality, or else reality is going to start pressing down on you, and you're just not going to be able to sustain what you believe, and there'll be a reckoning at that point.
Mark, greatly appreciate you being here. Next time we'll allot a little more time so we can dig deeper. Thank you.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Finding the Worm and half a dozen other novels. Mark Goldblatt. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.